The following is a recording for Bill Thorne with the National Retail Federation on Wednesday, July 15th, 2015 at 10 o'clock a.m. Central Time. Excuse me, everyone. We now have our speakers in conference. Please be aware that each of your lines are in a listen-only mode. At the conclusion of today's presentation, we will open the floor for questions. At that time, instructions will be given as to the procedure to follow if you would like to ask a question. I would now like to turn the conference over to Ms. Kathy Granis Allen. You may begin.
Thank you, Jennifer, and hello to everyone on the call. As you probably heard Jennifer mention, I'm still the same Kathy Granis many of you have probably worked with for a very long time now, but I have added a new last name to the Granis. So please don't be too confused because of my recent matrimony. So just a heads up there. Please don't delete my emails. I'm extremely excited to have with us today somebody from Prosper Insights and Analytics who you may not actually be very familiar with. Our regular gal, Pam Goodfellow, is on vacation in the shark-infested waters of North Carolina. We're hoping good things, obviously, for Pam. Stacy Stevers Nelson is the, as you would say, the client services and managing director specifically. I'll just give you her bio. She has over 7 years of experience in training clients to better use insights for their business, especially consumer insights related to the economy, retailing, and shopping behaviors and spending plans. So Stacy works with retailers and the CPG companies and the agencies on this very same data. So she has a very deep level of analytical thoughts on what's happening with our data. So I'm actually just going to dig right in. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here. I'm ready to go.
Excellent. All right. So as you probably saw with the news this morning, spending overall is expected to be down for both school and college. And I think our CEO put it very well when he, simply said that there's almost a predictability when it comes to back-to-school spending because of the nature of the type of season it is. Unlike Valentine's Day or Christmas where, we've seen exponential growth in those types of holidays. Back-to-school is very seasonal. So, seasonal shifts almost predictably dictate how and where and what people will spend on back to school. Stacy and I are going to also briefly just touch on the fact that, a poor back to school season is not indicative in any fashion, as you may believe, in a poor holiday season. In fact, it's just the opposite. And I think Stacy can tell us a little later exactly why that is. But Stacy, I'm going to go right to you right now. What would you say are a few key differences in the surveys from this year versus last year? Maybe a few points that you can touch on for our listeners.
Yeah, so I think I want to talk a little bit about that spending a little bit more, reiterate some of the points that you made. Obviously, the headline that people tend to stick to is that it's down a little bit this year, and it is down slightly. But as you mentioned, there's definitely an up and down flow with back to school spending. If you bought a backpack last year, you might not need a new backpack this year. Or if you purchased a new laptop before heading back to college last year, you're not going to need a new laptop this year. So that's certainly played a role, and it always has in back to school and back to college spending. Another thing that we see here, we really spent 2012 and 2014 kind of crawling out of the recession when it came to spending. You can look at the back to school data and see that spending was a little higher in those years. And consumers looked like they were replenishing items that they needed, and they don't need to purchase those again this year. So it's not even just versus last year. It's versus those first few years out of the recession where people felt like maybe that computer that their family really needed that they didn't purchase during the recession, they were able to buy. They're not going to need to do that again this year. And we've also seen that reflected in our general monthly consumer survey as well. So it's not just in the back-to-school and back-to-college data, but that idea that we spent, 2012 to 2014 trying to get in some of those necessities. A computer is really a necessity for a family now. Some of the things that you need for schooling are going to obviously be necessities there. We saw people spending on those in those first few years. So not needing to purchase those items again this year. Specifically with back to school and back to college. Back to school, one big trend we saw this year is that consumers are planning to make back to school purchases a little later this year than the past few years. This year we've got about 30% planning to wait until 1 to 2 weeks before school starts, which is up from about 25% last year. Hoping for sales later in the season, not stretching their budgets out over such a long period of time quite as much there. I'm really getting used to this game of, retailers really stretching out the season for them, but knowing that they might be able to get those sales later on as well. And then in back to college, I think one of the most interesting things we saw is that more students are planning to live in dorms or college housing this year, up pretty significantly. Last year was at 23.9%, this year at 31.3%. So this is certainly impacting how back to college shoppers are spending to be in these new living spaces as they head off to get that college experience.
Yeah, excellent point, Stacey, and I think, you know, most people agree those trendy millennials are certainly changing how parents and those, you know, themselves look at their living quarters. You know, when I was in college, it was go pick out a bedspread and a cordless phone and call it a day. We didn't get to pick rugs and matching lamps and curtains, and now these millennials in college are very much wanting to make their living experience a pleasant one. I think it's also interesting for companies. We'll just reference the Dormify and Macy's partnership that's out there right now. Exciting things to come for those two companies, I guess, if this news certainly comes to fruition. So one of the other things we noticed, not too much of a spin here is, and it's, the economy is less of a factor in the decrease in spending this year. There certainly were years where people were cutting back because of the economy, and the numbers were a lot higher in several of the categories in terms of how they would change their spending plans. And this year, it really seems that people are adjusting to the economy better than at least we've seen in the survey's history. So, Stacey, what can you tell us about the past few years and the economic impact on spending plans?
Yeah, those are some great points. For the past few years, not just related to back to school and back to college, but just to consumer spending and shopping habits in general, we're certainly seeing that new normal consumer in the post-recession era. Our monthly consumer survey that we do, we've seen changes in regards to financial and shopping habits, just a new consumer, a smarter consumer, saving more, being more budget conscious, being more careful about their uses of credit, not having that debt go up so high on those credit cards, really learning from the recession. So regarding back to school and back to college, specifically the last few years, we've seen similar behaviors, a focus on sales and coupons, shopping earlier to take advantage of those retailer sales. But in 2015, as you mentioned, when we talk about the spending being down, it certainly has more to do with the fact of the necessity level of the back-to-school spending, of not needing items we purchased last year. Because in 2015, we've seen a consistently more confident consumer compared to the recession, but also compared to the pre-recession era. So it's not just someone who's crawling out of the recession. It's people who are genuinely feeling a little bit more confident. And I think we're seeing that reflected in this back-to-school data. Shoppers are less likely to tell us that they're being impacted by the economy this year, and as a result, we see things, fewer people saying that they're shopping for sales more often and fewer people saying that they're using coupons more often. We also see this reflected in that shorter shopping season, so people waiting a little bit to do their shopping. I do think, though, that there are a few other factors playing a role here. Shoppers may not be shopping for sales more often or using coupons more often because they can't do those things any more than they already were. Now, when we say fewer people are shopping for sales more often and fewer people are using coupons more often, the takeaway there is not that people aren't interested in sales or coupons. People are always going to be interested in sales and coupons, but at some point you can't do something any more than you already were. As I mentioned, these are smart shoppers in the post-recession era. And I do think the Internet is playing a huge role in how these consumers are shopping. Obviously, they're going online. They're able to comparison shop. They're not just purchasing online, but they're able to go online and really figure out what they want and what the lowest price they can get it at is. Retailers have really stepped up their omni-channel game over the last few years, and it's allowed these shoppers to be smarter, whether it's through that comparison shopping online before they're going into a store, or they're doing it while they're standing in that store saying, okay, is this the best price I can get? Should I go ahead and buy this? Online has just changed the game in a huge way. Along with the impact of the economy, certainly, but there are different factors certainly playing a role here.
Got it. You know, and I think you touched on this briefly in terms of when people will start shopping, you know, for school and college. I can just tell, having done the survey for 10 of the 13 years that we've been working with Prosper, early birds have been very much a part of the back-to-school survey each year. And, of course, heading into the holiday season, I'll be very interested to know when people say they're going to start shopping for holidays as well. But we're not there yet, so that call comes in October. for now, you know, are early birds bucking the trend? You know, knowing that sales are almost guaranteed to come as the summer progresses, you know, or do you think that, you know, maybe there's a reason that they're not looking to shop the 2 months before school like they did last year?
Yeah, I think people have definitely gotten used to the game at this point. I kind of said that in that last little section, too. And you're right in thinking that they know sales are guaranteed as they get closer to actually going back to school or back to college. Certainly, I think that confidence factor, that less of an economic impact, that it might be playing a little bit of a role here, people not feeling as much pressure to stretch out that budget. But I think they know, you know, hey, I know there are sales going on right now, but if I wait a few more weeks, very similar sales might be are very likely to be going on that I can take advantage of as well. As we've crawled out of that deep recession hole the last few years, retailers have really been ramping up their efforts to get those shoppers in their stores in many ways, and obviously one of them has been stretching out the seasons, whether it be back to school, back to college, or holiday, or putting that spring gear out a little bit earlier and offering deep discounts early and earlier. But it's been a few years now, and consumers are smart. If the recession did anything positive, it certainly created a smarter shopper. And they know that if they wait a little bit, they'll get just as good, if not better, deals. I think there's also an element here of those must-have items that play a role. This will be interesting as well for that holiday call when we get to that in October to see, with stretching out the season, if how many must-have items there are that play a role in that. But with back to school, you know, there's no new iPhone this year, or no hot frozen backpack that a consumer feel like they might miss out on if they don't get it now. Maybe some Minions gear might be out there, little things, but nothing so huge as being advertised that if you don't get it now, you're never going to be able to get it.
And that's not a frozen backpack as in Mom and Dad catch it in the freezer.
Right.
This is Elsa backpack.
Okay. And Anna, yes.
Yes. I'm anxious to go see the Minions movie myself. Okay.
Yes.
So everyone likes, of course, you know, when it comes to back to school, one of the biggest questions is the spending trends around electronics. You know, specifically in recent years, we know that, you know, elementary school kids now have their own iPhones, or at least their own, you know, Samsung Galaxies, where, you know, before that didn't even exist. But now, looking at electronics is a really cool, interesting trend for school and college. What can you tell us about what we're seeing for spending on electronics for school and college?
Yeah, as you said, electronics is a very interesting category. This is when I was looking at the data, one of the, you know, historically, it's one of the most interesting pieces that you look at in back to school and back to college. And electronics is an interesting category in general. Kind of talked about this a lot, but when I'm talking about the post-recession, that 2012, 2013, 2014 spending, when people were kind of going out and getting some of those necessities, at this point, these electronics are kind of a necessity in our lives. We can't seem to function without our smartphones, but even more than that, you know, you're really missing out if you don't have, you don't need to have the latest and greatest and most high-tech, but you certainly need to have a computer in your home for your children when they're going to school for the most part. So we see that spending on electronics for back to school specifically in 2012, 2014, 2013 and 2014, it's down this year compared to those 3 years. And for back to college, it's down versus last year. And I think we've seen the economy play a pretty significant role in this spending. We've seen it in general as well in our monthly consumer survey. Purchase plans for computers increased significantly in 2012 and 2013 as people started to be able to spend that money on, you know, maybe some older technology they had in their home that they needed to get rid of. But they've declined since. And it seems as though immediately post-reception, they started to replenish some of those electronics. So we saw those plans increase both overall and during the back-to-school season, but now we're kind of settling back in, and people don't need to purchase a new computer every single year. So we're definitely seeing up and down spending in this category as we see that reflected overall in the total back-to-school, back-to-college kind of up and down trend as well. The rapidly changing technology industry also plays a huge role here. I mean, there's that factor that we used to have a watch, and we had to have a cell phone, and we had to have a camera, and we had to have a computer. Well, now you don't really need all four of those items. You just need one. And if you've been hanging on to a laptop for the last 5 years, that maybe you spent $1,000 on it 5 years ago, you can get that a similar laptop with a little bit newer technology, a little bit faster. You can buy that similar product now, and you can actually get it for a lower price than what you paid 5 years ago. So that's going to impact spend in the electronics category as well.
Tracy, I'm sorry. Stacy, my colleague sitting across from me. Stacy, that's a really interesting point. In fact, my eyebrows raised as soon as you said, you know, you used to need a watch and a phone and a calculator and the, you know, and now you can get all of that in one device. So I think that's actually a really interesting point. Good catch on that. Let's jump to the survey part that I'm really excited about because it's so new this year. You know, when we asked about consumers' use of retailers' omni-channel services like ship to store and same-day delivery, obviously some of those types of omni-channel services don't exist with a lot of the smaller retailers, but at least for families heading out to discount stores and department stores looking for convenience, some of these services are right at their fingertips. What did you see in the data about these omni-channel services and consumers' planned use?
Yeah, one big thing that we saw in the omni-channel question is that free shipping seems to not be just a want of shoppers, but an expectation. We've got about 90% of those who are going online to shop for back to school and back to college. They were similar percentages for both of those, about 90% saying that they plan to use free shipping. So what that tells me is that it seems like these people don't think they might get free shipping. They know they're going to get free shipping. It's an expectation. So that's very interesting to me. Also interesting for back to college and back to school is that almost half of online shoppers plan to use a buy online and ship to store or pick up in store service. As retailers have provided this offering more and more over the last couple of years, consumers are certainly taking advantage. I know I personally have been loving being able to do this from the different retailers, being able to shop online and know that it's going to be in the store and I can go pick it up. We also saw some definite generational differences here regarding millennials specifically. 18 to 24 and 25 to 34-year-olds were much more likely to plan to take advantage of that buy online and then pick up in-store and ship to store option. We had about two-thirds of them planning to do so. 18 to 24-year-olds also more likely to use same-day delivery service. And this is really interesting to me because I think the same-day delivery and specifically the pick-up in-store, so buy online and pick-up in-store options, are very telling of so many of the things we often hear about millennials. So one of the appeals of shopping online is that you don't have to guess if the inventory is there. It tells you. You aren't running to the store to see if they have the product and they don't have it and you're driving around town looking. You buy it online and you know that you're going to be able to get it and you don't have to go anywhere else. But shopping in store, the advantage there, it typically gives you more of that instant gratification feeling. You can go to the store, you can purchase that product, and you have it in your hands. It's right there. And we talk here a lot about millennials and that instant gratification topic. So same-day delivery and pickup in store allows these millennials to use that new technology, shop online like they like to do, know they can find what they want, but it also offers that level of that almost instant gratification for them.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think, we'll continue to see really big things from retailers as they continue to compete in this space, knowing that, you know, retail is becoming less of a, channel shopping experience and more of just a general just shopping experience as people are, you know, channel agnostic, and to them being able to pick it up in store and buy online, they're not thinking about what's going on behind the scenes. They just want they just want to get it. So that's all really excellent points. Real quick, I think there was one other point going back to the college and the dorm spending. I think there was a trend that mirrored that in terms of, which I think is really cool how our survey worked this out. The the growth was there. I think there was growth in the number of students obviously planning to spend on dorm furnishings, but also where people were where college students were going to live. Can you dig into that real quick?
Yeah, this was a very interesting one this year. As I mentioned earlier, the percentage of students are planning to live in dorms or on-campus housing was up from 23.9% last year to 31.3% this year. So a significant lift there. And also up quite significantly from the 15 to 18% readings that we were getting back in 2007, 2008, 2009 as well. As a direct result of that, we also saw the spending on items like dorm furnishings and even food up from last year as well. So I think this really does speak to some of the economic impact lessening that we were talking about earlier and people feeling a little bit more confident. You have some students whose parents might be really helping them out significantly with college and may be able to take on a little bit more and send them to campus rather than save money by keeping the student in the home. For others who are taking on more student loans themselves, they may have a little bit more confidence that they're able to get a job when they graduate and have a little bit more willingness to take on that debt so they can get that college experience by going and living in the dorms or living on campus. But I think either way here, we're definitely seeing some interesting data with the where they're planning to live being up and the spending being up. And this is certainly a high point for any of those retailers out there offering those home furnishings, as you talked about earlier, and some of those trendier items that students are going to be able to spend on this year as they head off the campus.
Right, yeah. So the percent increase in the number of people planning to live in the dorms was just quite astonishing. And for those on the call, if you want to look through the data, obviously, I think you'll also see that the percent of people planning to live at home corresponds and was down this year. Down from about 47% last year to about 42% this year. So I think that's just another really interesting trend. Mom and dad feeling much better about where Sally and Johnny are going to lay their heads. I think one of the other interesting points that comes up every year, Stacey, is just where people plan to shop. I know obviously looking for value is important to parents. So shopping around is important. What did you see in trends in terms of where people would shop this year?
Yeah, so online is certainly changing the game here in those omni-channel things that we talked about earlier. As retailers are really changing the landscape, where consumers are going is reflecting that. They have more options, more places to shop. We saw discount and department down a little bit for back to school. More specialty type clothing stores were flat year over year. But we really kind of saw, when I look at this data, I kind of use the term it being watered down where people are going to go. We kind of see it, being a little bit level. Now, certainly people are more likely to go to discount stores, more likely to go to department stores than your other store formats there. But it definitely leveling out on that playing field. And I certainly think that online is playing a huge role here as well. There's also that element of if people are going to a discount or a department retailer's website, in a question like this, they might be selecting that they're going online rather than saying that they're going to a discount store. So they might be still be shopping technically at discount retailer, but they're going to their website rather than to their store. But I think overall, when it comes to where people are shopping, as I mentioned, the changes we're seeing from consumers and their shopping destination are very much a reflection of what retailers are offering them, and that's more options. Retailers that have been successful over the last 2 years are offering that omni-channel experience for these consumers, and they're taking advantage. They can shop from their laptop, they can shop from their smartphone, or they can go into the store if they want. We talked earlier about that ship-to-store, pick-up-in-store option that's making online even more enticing to some shoppers. More user-friendly mobile apps also being available as well. And even when it comes to the brick-and-mortar stores, we're seeing more department and specialty stores opening up the off-price brand of store as well. And it's just one more place for shoppers to go. So a lot of options out there. They have a lot of choices for where to go. And we definitely see that reflected in the back-to-school and back-to-college shopping destination. These are smart consumers, and they like all these options, I think.
Yeah, certainly, especially if you're a busy parent or guardian with teenagers or middle schoolers. Jennifer, we're going to end the discussion portion, and let you prompt for questions and see if we get any questions.
Okay, thank you. At this time, we will open the floor for questions. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star key followed by the one key on your touch-tone phone now. Questions will be taken in the order in which they are received. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. We are currently holding for questions.
All right. So while people think about if they want to ask us questions or not, let me ask you a final question, Stacey. I think I'd be very interested to hear from you, you know, going back to that question about the comparison to the holiday season. Can you touch on that and exactly why back to school really is not indicative of holiday trends?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very important point. When we look at the back to school data and we see that it's down slightly, we don't think, oh no, holiday is going to be down. That's never the mindset. And similarly, if back to school is up, we certainly hope holiday will be up as well, but it's not a direct reflection. And there are two major reasons why that's the case. The first one being that the people who are shopping for back to school and back to college are a much smaller group and a much different group than those who shop for holiday. We have about 30% who shop for back to school, who have children in the homes who are in those elementary, middle, high school ages that they're shopping for back to school. When we're talking about holiday, we're looking at over 90% of people who are shopping for that season. So a much different group, and you just think about the makeup of those groups. I'm not shopping for back to school. I don't have any kids to shop for, but I'll certainly be shopping for holiday. It's a completely different group in size and in makeup demographically as well. It's not all families that shop for holiday. It's anybody is shopping for holiday. The other big difference between back to school and back to college versus the holiday season is the types of items people are buying. Back to school and back to college is very much needs-based. Now, that's not all the way around. There are going to be clothes that might be certain brands that your kids want that are, you know, it's not a necessity that you purchase that brand or a necessity that you get that on an Elsa Frozen backpack there. But you might be buying that, but they certainly need a backpack. They certainly might need a computer. They're going to need that bedding for the dorms. It's much more of a necessity-based spending, whereas holiday is very much more discretionary, very much more of a want. You're gifting. It's also a little bit more emotional. When you look at back to school, back to college, it's buying what people need and getting the things that your kids are going to need to go to school and be successful this year. Whereas holiday is, you know, I'd really love to get my husband that Fitbit he's really been wanting or things like that. The mindset is much, much different between the two seasons. So certainly we don't see back to school and back to college as a complete indication of what spend is going to be in the holiday season.
Right, and I think at that same point, you know, just touching again, it's a lot more on the kind of trends we may see in terms of if people are flocking to denim or if they're flocking to electronics or a certain type of electronics. So all really good points. And I actually don't know if we have any questions, which I think just means you answered everything perfectly.
That's hope.
Yes. So, Jennifer, if I think we can wrap up here. I would just like to say if any of you have any questions about further insights from Stacey or Prosper, you can contact Tracy and I at press@nrs.com. We'll send you all of the data you need or further insights. And Stacey, thank you so much for your time today. Very, very good thoughts.
Thank you, Kathy.
All right. That will conclude our call. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. At this time, this concludes today's conference. You may disconnect now.